on series two, you lost your funk.
Did you find my funk, Phil?
Here it is.
This is not funky enough.
That's not funky enough?
Not funky enough. I need more horns. I need horns. I know my...
Hang on. That's not funky enough for you?
I need like a Tower of Power funk. Or James, go right to the source, James Brown. This is a bit too parachute clubby.
Wow. That's not funky enough for you.
Who is it?
That's pretty funky.
Who is it? That's more disco-y.
Okay.
Yeah, it's more disco.
That's not disco.
That's funky disco.
That's not disco.
It's funky disco.
That's not disco.
That's funky disco.
That's funk.
Nah, I'm more...
Look, I put funk in YouTube... And that's the first thing that came up.
Yeah, but that was put out by someone that doesn't listen to Tower of Power.
No. Okay, Tower of fucking Power.
Or Bootsy. Bootsy. Or
you know what?
Funkadelic. Go to Clinton. Go to the King.
Basically, we can't find the funk.
That's my point. That was my point. It's been two... I don't know how long it's been since that...
Mate.
We first lost my funk.
Fucking hell.
I remember when it happened. Is my Bose system couldn't get recharged... Without the actual Bose cord.
Right.
And I had to wait for Elaine to mail me the Bose cord. So, yeah, I didn't. I was funkless for like 10 days.
You were funkless for 10
for
fucking 10 days?
10 days solid.
Jesus.
How on my headphones,
are you
I had
okay
funk.
Now?
But
you
the room
okay
itself
now?
Lost its funk.
Are you okay?
I always have funk. I have it on my headphones.
No, you have the funk.
I have the funk on
now
my
Now you got
head.
The funk.
I got all the funk. I got Spotify. There you go. That's funk.
That's funk?
That, to me it is. Everyone has their own funky turn. Well, listen to those horns. Crisp. Bip, bip, bip.
You're listening to, That's pretty funky.
That's pretty funky, man. This is a big band. They're fucking amazing.
I'm embarrassed now for my disco choice.
And they spin their horns around. Fucking amazing.
They just played in England. They just played in the UK.
They played Ronnie Scott. I think the whole outfit can fit in Ronnie Scott without an audience.
And they just played her, yeah. Do you run when you're listening to Tower of Power?
When I was a kid, and I first heard this,
yeah.
I wondered, and to me still wonder this day, why isn't this the biggest band in the world?
Yeah.
Their live shit will knock you out.
Yeah.
They have a song called Knock You Out. It will knock you out.
Yeah.
I run to it. It's like 20 minutes
but
long.
Why would you run to something that knocks you out?
What? No. The song is not. No, I didn't. It wouldn't knock Phil.
So they jump out from behind trees and try
stupid.
And punch you?
That's
or?
What you're talking
I'm
about.
Not stupid. It's a comedy podcast, Mike.
Well, that's why.
It's called Zen with Mike Wilmot,
I think everyone's
which
in
is
on the
a joke.
That you wrote.
It's a good joke.
It's
a long-running joke.
It's a 180 thing. You do a lot of 180 stuff. I'm very un-Zen, so we'll call you Zen. It's 180. It's different. That's as far as your brain goes, 180. Then it goes all the way back and starts again.
360.
At zero. No, you don't go three. You don't go all the way around. You just
go
180.
359.
And then you snap back.
So 180
back
and back.
180
like a
bad, back
like
zero.
A bad skateboarder.
You don't do a 360.
I've just taken your funk off. How do you like me now?
Well, I got it on. I'll just turn on my machine.
Oh, well, turn on your machine.
I don't care.
Like
it is.
Yeah, you can't be bothered.
I'm watching Kevin Pollak. He has a podcast that you can see. Like it's on. It's really good.
Oh,
he
right. So
like
you,
an hour or 2 hours talking
already
to famous with people with a real attitude. With something about
why don't you do that?
What I don't.
Got,
I have
this,
done a
this
few
This is the
ones.
Penultimate.
I've done.
This
done
is the
Goldsmith's one. I've done. Jay Johansson's. I've done Mark Maron's, the biggest podcast.
What's
pretty
the
well
you did
in,
meat,
in the
what's
world.
A meat one? What was
I
that?
I did meat and poultry. I did. This is the only one I'm really just not that big on.
The one with your name in the title,
right? Yeah.
Great.
As usual, that's yeah. My whole career.
Yeah, it is your
once
whole.
Once I'm in it, it's over. Yeah. Once I'm doing a podcast, this everyone's wondering when are they all going to fuck off? All these podcasts, when are they all going to disappear? Minutes from now.
Yeah.
Minutes from now,
they're gone. This is Zen with Mike Wilmot.
Series, at least I'm getting closer to what I am. I mean,
what are you getting closer to?
I'm realizing that what the,
I'm finding Zen.
I have no potential.
I'm finding Zen with this podcast.
You
know what I'm finding with this podcast? Zen in that it's empty. Empty.
Is that the noise of empty?
Yeah, that's where Zen comes from.
Oh, Zen. I once explained where Zen came from, but you didn't record that one.
Well, you wrote it down so you could say it again, but you refuse to.
I forgot.
Like you're hanging on to
it. It's a Zen.
It's in a notepad.
Basically Zen.
You write, by the way?
I forgot where I put it. That's what Zen is like, my keys.
It's like your funk.
It's like, no, I know where my funk is.
Where's your funk?
My funk. It travels.
Who's got the funk?
I've got the funk. No. I better have the funk.
You better have the funk. Get your back up against the wall.
You want to back up twice? Put your back up against the wall.
Put your back up against the wall.
Is that where you get? Is that how
you
find
say
funk?
Put your back up
Let's
against the wall?
Let's find funk. Fuck Zen.
Put your back up.
We got to find the funk.
Well, the next
Mike
series.
Wilmot finds funk.
No, how about funk? Just call it funk with Mike Wilmot.
Funk grinder.
Funk is funk.
Funk and the funk finder.
Funk with Mike. No, that's Mike. You're trying to be funny. Stop trying to be funny.
I've never tried.
You can't. You don't have to try. You just are.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, there we are.
Oh, look at
that's why this is an award-winning.
This cat is
this
in
is
a
an
corner.
This is an award-winning podcast. This episode.
Oh.
Series 4, episode 9.
We've done 9 of them in the last 9 weeks. Amazing.
It's almost like we've done them all at the same time.
No,
again.
I think they got that.
Well, of course they've got it if they've been fucking listening to
NA
it.
NA is only cam.
You know what I've noticed though, Mike, is that people only really listen to the last episode of each series. So the next one we do has to be a killer.
How many?
Too many.
There's 10 in a series.
There's 10 in a series. We've done 39. Well,
can't
episodes.
We say there's like? I was 40
told. I was,
in them,
I was told.
And then we can just say that we've only just started.
I was told by Carrie Pritchard McLean. Carrie Pritchard McLean.
That's one person.
That's Carrie Pritchard McLean.
Wow.
She's a female comedian from Manchester.
Uh-huh.
Not that it's important that she's female, but I thought I'd point that out since
it's not know. A Carrie, it's a Carrie. It's
K-I-R-I. Carrie Pritchard - McLean.
And her partner,
the wonderful Rachel Fairbairn. Who is adorable and very funny also. They do a podcast called All Killer No Filler, and it's about the two of them, but each week they discuss a different serial killer. And they get about 150,000 listeners.
Well, that's because serial killer fans outnumber comedy fans.
Yeah, but they're funny. But it's good.
Well, I'm sure it's funny too.
Because they actually are quite.
But
good
I'm sure a lot of it's got to do with there's a lot
so,
of serial
so
killers.
So Carrie said to me,
"You know, they buy cum on the internet from serial killers. Serial killer cum. There's people like that out
there. To impregnate themselves.
No, just to rub on themselves or just to have their DNA.
Well, maybe we could do that with you.
What?
We could have people if you want to buy.
I don't have any to spare.
Press the
pay. I have none to spare.
If you look on.
I'm
if you're look,
for anything.
If you're looking.
I'm owed some cum, if anything.
No, it'd be very rare cum if it comes from
no,
you.
No,
and
no,
we'll package it up.
It is very rare.
Well, Mike Wilmot will put the upside down M and the W interspliced like you're, like I like
but,
same
but,
on your robe.
Like I said.
And then you just sit here all day and do it. You do every day.
Side by side.
Jerk off into a cup. And we'll sell it on the internet.
No.
Just press PayPal if you want some.
I have nothing.
Cammy,
I'm spent.
Cammy, if you're listening, if you want any of Mike's cum,
you get cum dust.
Just
that's
cum,
all you
dust.
Cum dust.
That'd be
that's
even better. We'll put it on a chain. Get a little vial of it that goes on a chain. You can wear Mike's cum dust. Mike's lucky cum dust. Mike's Zen cum dust.
It isn't lucky if it's cum dust.
It is cum
clearly
dust.
Clearly, that's
yes,
something.
It is.
No, you put it on it, something. If you no,
it'd be worse.
I will if for it, a hoax. If not a hoax, a
don't,
curse.
Don't
if we can
a curse.
Come up, yeah, if you can
curse.
Come up with a curse with my cum, then I'm willing to sell my cum on the internet, but only if you use it to curse other people and want to make them flash.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
If you want to put the voodoo on someone you don't like so well,
oh.
And you want to put a little Mike cum in their coffee and see what happens.
That voodoo that you do, Mike.
But what was it? Yeah, that yeah.
You know what, Mike? I reckon we're onto something. So if you can see, if you're watching the listening to the podcast, press PayPal, send us 10 quid, give us your address, email. We will email, we'll find your address, we'll send you some of Mike's cum dust. And you can put a curse on someone you don't like so much. Sprinkle it on their food. What else could you do with it?
That's about enough. Wave it at them. I could turn it into a little.
Just threaten to put it in the backseat of their car.
No, if it's dusty enough, you could put it, like, make it into a little tea bag.
Sure. If they have a child, you can threaten to blow it.
You don't
straw
know by the under 18. Well, no one under 18.
Hang on a minute.
I don't. But I want this is a classy operation. This is your run of the mill over the counter cum stores. You know this is just,
sure.
This is a commitment I'm making with my customers.
Oh, Mike, I don't understand it really. I don't really get it.
I don't.
That's voodoo that you do so well.
Name that actor.
That was Harvey Korman.
It was. Fuck, you're good.
That was Harvey Korman from Blazing Saddles.
It was from Blazing Saddles.
And he's playing Hedy Lamarr. And they always go, Hedley?
Hedley?
No, yeah, it's the other way. Hedley Lamarr. Because there was a Hedy Lamarr who was an
that's
actress.
Right. That's right.
And he's Hedley.
He's Hedley Lamarr.
Which it's, Brooks is fucking brilliant.
He's really funny. You met Mel
Hedley! No, Carl Reiner.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that story went nowhere.
No. Well,
No, I was taking the show somewhere. This is what I do, Mike. I sit here on the tech.
And I interrupt when you go on to these stories.
I'm Phil Watkinson.
They go nowhere. So
well,
I come in.
No, the story was I thought it would be interesting to go, oh, tell us about your Mel Brooks story again.
No, you and were then, talking about serial killer podcast.
I was just saying, yeah, but you cut me off. Carrie Pritchard McLean and Rachel Fairbairn.
Yeah, they're both female comedians.
They said, Carrie said, just keep going with the podcast, Phil, because it'll tick over. Like, you'll get about 20 listeners for about 4 years. But then you do
what?
Then you do episode 395, and then suddenly someone like
well then it's someone, just never gonna make
someone
it.
Will retweet it like Drake or some famous rap artist will hear you talking about him and they'll retweet it.
Well, what is it? This is like the third episode you've been mentioning Drake.
It's the second episode I mentioned Drake.
Is it second?
Yeah,
feels like three.
I'll mention it in the next episode. So you
okay,
can say
there
that
we
again.
Go. Yeah. Make
and
sure
then,
you
and
do.
Then, if I don't, you do. Or you don't and I do, or if we neither of us do, I'll splice this bit.
Send in Drake, yeah, and we'll send you Drake cum.
You got cake.
Don't we all? We're Canadian.
They call it cake, don't they?
Drake cake?
Drake cum.
Oh.
Yeah, I imagine that Drake could probably sell his cum for quite a pretty penny.
Well, that's the good thing about Wilmot cum. It's pretty cheap. It's
super cheap. It's a tenor.
We'll give you a vial of it. And we cover the vial.
Richard Wood and Richard Wood. We'll throw in a T-shirt.
How do you know it's not Richard?
We'll
Wood's
throw in
cum.
A T-shirt.
And let's make it Richard Wood's cum so that way.
No, he doesn't have dusty cum.
We could walk high.
We'll dry it out.
We'll lie.
We'll put it on a plate. And put it in the microwave.
No. Ew. Oh, the smell. Oh, can you? The eons and oh my God.
Then you try cooking.
Eons or ions.
Try
it's
and, like
ions.
Scramble eggs in that later.
Oh yeah.
No, that's not.
No, good. You're gonna have to sell.
You can't have scrambled eggs.
You gotta sell.
Would it be weird if we put Richard Wood's cum in the microwave and then eggs and then suddenly
just lay it out in the sun?
Some kind of mutant.
Lay it out in the
chicken
sun.
Wood.
Click your toaster
impregnated
on. Put it in a plate.
Chicken.
Just cook something over the top of the toaster while you're making toast.
No, there you go.
Oh, no, then the toast pops up. There goes your burnt cum goes in your eyes.
No.
Now you have burnt cum in your eyes. You have to go to the hospital.
You've cursed
well,
yourself.
Well, that's enough, Kurt. If you got burnt fucking sperm in your eyes, that's a curse in itself.
Well, I know, but that's what you get.
Don't put it on. Kids, don't put your plate of sperm on top of toaster if you're making toast.
I can't believe that the award-winning episode is going to be all about your cum, to be honest.
It's always about my cum.
All right. Harvey Korman, eh? Do you ever watch the Carol Burnett Show?
No. Has it got to that now? No. Carol Burnett? Tim Conway?
A lot of people here in the UK where we live, at Crouch End Towers, don't know who Carol Burnett is. Eureka has no idea.
Well, Eureka doesn't know who anybody is. She doesn't know who Charlie Chaplin is.
She knows who Charlie Chaplin is.
Well, she sees the image, but she doesn't know his work. She doesn't know the Marx Brothers. She doesn't know George Carlin. She doesn't know Lenny Bruce. She doesn't know me. She doesn't know you. She doesn't know anybody. She doesn't know anybody. She doesn't know show business.
I'm starting to get
she
a...
She doesn't know English show business.
I'm starting to get a feeling.
Well, she's here. She can defend herself.
No, well, you know, nothing. Those improv classes, they just did... They added up to nothing.
I'm telling you, she's going to make money on those if that's the last fucking thing. We got to figure it out.
Yeah.
Rico can't make money on improv.
I know. We're kind of shit at it ourselves, though.
What, the improv?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how to do it.
You know.
But you've done it.
But
like your theater sports.
That's how I started.
Kind of background.
That's how I started. I started with theater sports.
I loved watching them. I thought Illustrated Men were the funniest fucking stuff I ever saw. And when I saw the Second City when I was a kid, it was like Colin Mockery and Ryan Stiles.
Yeah.
And it was... That was stunning.
It's amazing when they get on a roll and what you do is you've got a memory for it. I don't have a very good memory, but you've got it's the way you bring stuff back.
Well, you remember how many times you brought up Drake? That was pretty good. I mean, that was how many weeks ago was that?
It was quite a few weeks ago.
That's impressive.
I've only been listening to Drake since then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But not Drake the rap artist.
The duck.
Rake.
The male duck.
The male duck.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just put that on while I'm running.
Yeah. mailbag.
I put that on while I'm running. Listen to funk, I listen to Drake.
You listen to duck noises.
Yeah, I do.
Well, you know, my great uncle Ed used to carve ducks and they're worth a fortune.
Ew.
And then a guy just carved them into other things. He would get a duck, and then he would carve it into
a flute.
And the things make a lot more noise than you think. But no, he used to carve ducks, and he had the bodies and the heads were made separately. And he would attach them. So they'd be hanging on hooks, these decoy ducks, while they were drawing from paint. They were beautiful.
Right.
He ate with duck, headless, and headless he hunted ducks. Duck, and he made duck. He was all about ducks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's why he'd like this episode. Yeah,
he lived forever with my grandma. He used to freak me out.
The Drake fan?
He died years ago. He was one of those guys who was never young.
Drake?
No, my Uncle Ed.
Oh.
Great Uncle Ed. Uncle.
You mean he's never... He was always old.
He was just...
That's a bit like you.
You've been Uncle Mike since
I first met you about 30 years ago.
I used to dress and I used to wear makeup to look old.
It's because you talk like that.
Yeah, it's a gruff voice. Yeah. It's the overweightness of it.
Yeah, you're always trying to get us to sit on your knees.
And my horrible posture. And it also my idiosyncratic waddle as I walk.
And I
walk like an 80-year-old man.
And you're like wandering hands.
Now my hands do wander.
They do.
So what are you doing? On me mostly. That's where they're wandering.
Not now that you're...
I don't like touch and I don't like being touched.
Oh. What do you like?
I like coffee. Crayons.
Yeah, coffee and crayons.
That's all I like. Everything else is a fucking nightmare.
You know what? I listened back to our earlier podcast and we used to be a lot more combative.
Yes, well, I'm tired, Phil. I'm tired of that. Because we've done so many in a row these weeks.
You know how we promised...
I'm leaving to go back to Canada. Or I've coming, just come
you're
back.
You're coming back from Canada.
Did I just get back?
Yeah, no, you're
Either
not
way,
back yet.
I've got some travel
you're
coming.
Back, you're back in Britain in 2 weeks.
I'm brown. Oh, so we're doing this one at home.
What?
Well, you're going to be in Canada soon.
Yeah. Well, I was just in Canada.
Jesus.
This is the problem with doing them all at once.
This is like a shit time travel movie. They never stick to the line. You can always find giant holes.
Oh, man. How many holes?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Tons?
Tons? A ton of holes.
Albert Hall holes.
Don't weigh
that many holes.
How many holes did it take to fill Albert Hall?
Two, it turns out. Two giant holes.
Did you ever meet Sinatra?
Nancy?
No,
Frank Jr.?
Frank Jr.?
No, but Eric Tunney saw him live.
Whoa.
He was a remarkable comedian. Passed away, sadly. A few years back. Wonderful. He said it was like seeing Bugs Bunny. He said it was like somebody more than just famous.
Right.
And people asked, was he lucid? He goes, right up to Luck Be a Monkey Tonight. God bless him. Eric Tunney.
Eric Tunney, ladies and gentlemen, as we do other people's material.
Well, at least I had the decency to wait till he died.
You do something to me.
Yeah, actually.
This is funk, actually.
This is funk.
Horns. I think it's just big band stuff. I like.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Who's he with?
I'll end it there. Oh, my God, that's a long one.
Was that Nelson Riddle?
Jesus, we've got a minute.
Or Count Basie. It bounced like Count.
That sounds like Count Basie.
You know, when he worked with Basie, he would stop smoking and stop drinking because, he was with the maestro. So I always loved Frank for that.
That noise.